in the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But in the House, you have to have 60 votes, and they have 52, I think. You got to have some Republicans to pass shit in the or Democrats to pass some shit.
Right.
He's way too far. And I don't understand the power. Because they can all band together right now and just shut his shit down.
Right.
Look, we're impeaching you. Get the fuck out. Nobody's going to worry about you no more. And I always thought about, you know, if you run into a crowded theater and you yell fire, you can go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trump is yelling fire with his racist tweets, with his tweets. And I'm like, why don't somebody try to, like, sue this nigga for that?
Trump must got some killers on the payroll because they're afraid of
something. Why don't we try to shut his Twitter account down? He has like 30-something million Twitter followers. He has like this crazy amount of Twitter followers. Why don't we go towards Twitter and be like, you're allowing a person
to tweet recklessly.
They cut other motherfuckers off of Facebook and Twitter.
I know it.
You post too many racist things. If you black and you post too many political things about white people, they pull your shit. They put you on a punishment for 30 days.
Right.
All the time. But Trump publishes falsehoods all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't fact check nothing. He lies all the time. The only news show that he'll go on is CBS and fucking Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News doesn't even have actual reporters. They had to change the name of their reporters that were supposed to be reporters to on-air personalities.
Mm.
Wow.
So they don't have journalistic degrees.
They're
just people that get on there and just they're conservatives. And
do the talking.
Sean
points.
Hannity is a personal advisor to Trump,
right?
And this motherfucker believes in all these conspiracy theories, and they're the same ones that got the motherfucking the white boy that went to the pizza parlor in D.C. because they said Hillary Clinton was running a child sex slave operation out of it, and the motherfucker went in there with a rifle,
damn,
and was ready to kill motherfuckers.
You're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl, Ann Carter, and DJ L Boogie.
Boy, you seen that? He's like, fuck you, man. No, you fuck you. I want the fried rice. And he was just, I got to find it.
Listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie. To the left of me, we got
your boy brother Jay.
And to the right of me, we got
Baba Motherfucking Kazoo.
Woo!
Hey.
Yay! Yay! Episode number 45. You off the Mickey's? You off some Mickey's? I'm off. Well, I'm not off it. I'm just enjoying the feeling of Cherry Jane Lagunitas. Cherry Jane sour cherry brew.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Let's try that.
Brother Jay.
Yes.
How was your day today, sir?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. You know, I was able to move around and take care of a little bit of business. You know, I got stuck in the mud somewhere, and Christopher Terrell threw me a life raft and pulled me out of the mud. As a matter of fact, I believe the whole fam actually came together and formed Voltron.
And
I was able to navigate technologically in a way I never thought I'd be having to navigate.
And
it was a wonderful thing.
In good times.
So, yeah.
In bad times,
I'll be on your side forevermore.
Shibby-doo-wap, doo-wap,
I want to love you.
It's the remix. Shibby-doo-wap.
Baba Kazoo, do you feel like sharing what your day consisted of today? Do you want to share?
Yes, I got up this morning, brushed my teeth, looked at the motherfucker laying next to me, and got on with my day. I moved my shit out. Yes, I'm going through it. That's why I'm drinking Mickey's.
So we talked about it on a few episodes ago on the Smile Bitch episode when Baba Kazoo was here that, you know, some things going on with Baba Kazoo. And
I don't want to bring the show down. Why are you killing my vibe, man?
It's not bringing the show down. I think the listeners appreciate when we talk about things like this, when we're open and honest and transparent enough to share the things that we're going through. Because like Brother Jay said, it lets people know that they're not alone in their thoughts.
Mm.
So, you know, I would never like want you to talk about anything that you don't want to talk about or aren't comfortable talking about. But when you are, like, please do share because...
You know me, I'm an open book sometimes. Sometimes too much of an open book.
I think that we all be needing to get that stuff out sometimes. So when we have when we have people that we can talk to, it's always a good thing, because we can get it out, we can encourage each other, and then shoot, try to come up with plan B when plan A didn't work out. Move on.
I feel you. So, I can get stuff off my chest over here because of the environment.
I'm glad.
You know, I look at y'all as brother and sister. So
and you are our brother.
Indeed.
Well, still sorry that you're going through that, but. Yeah. Happy that you are moving on to whatever the next phase is in life, because shoot, it may be a blessing in disguise for you, brother. You never know.
I think it is. I think it's gonna. I need to reset. Like I said, I don't wish nobody ill will or nothing like that. But I kind of fell off too.
Yeah.
I know that I was not doing what I should have been doing.
Yeah.
But because of the stuff I go through, and we talked about it on the other show, I'm pretty much open with my mental illness and all that stuff. So I just need to be by myself for a little while. And I'm my sister said when I'm by myself, I don't have to take nothing. I don't stress. My anxiety is a lot lower.
Right.
When I'm in a relationship, I gotta
pressure.
Be this way because this is what she wants. Or like we were talking earlier, I gotta conform or I gotta change. And when I'm on my own, I'm just chilling.
And you shouldn't have to do that. That's how you know that maybe you might not have been with the person that was compatible for you, because you should never, ever have to feel like you got to do all those things.
Well, I'm difficult. I ain't going to lie.
She knew you was difficult.
No. Because we were together off and on for 10 years, living
together
for 8 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Like, you should know somebody inside and out, know if that is somebody that you could see yourself, you know, being with for the long haul.
Well, put it this way. The conversations that me and you've had over the years, and I just tell you stuff, and I'm pretty sure you're looking at me like, why is this nigga telling me?
At first, but no, after a while, no.
But it's the same conversations I've had with her. And she wasn't, like, catching.
Yeah.
So, and then I started just turning myself off. So, and that's what happens. But like you said, it's for the best. Everybody can go on about their business, be happy.
Yeah.
We not 2025 no more, so it's gonna be a little bit harder to get that next one.
Right.
But you know, that's when you take more time and get in that next one, because it is gonna be, I mean, kind of up there in age.
Christopher Terrell, what are you doing? You know, Christopher Terrell is in the building.
New lights,
you guys,
things of that sort.
He pretty much is always in the building, but now I understand that he is El Boogie's right hand man, and they're walking around here adjusting lighting, he's like behind the scenes.
I brought him
guy.
His charger, so now he could charge his phone up and go out there and cuff on the phone. He's gonna be out there cuffing the girl. Cuffing. He's gonna go in the backyard by himself now.
I was starting to talk about a little bit earlier when we were out on the patio of the lounge, about how, you know, sometimes women want that marriage thing. They want to be wifey so bad that they have unrealistic expectations and may see some things that are deal breakers for them early on, but
I think that
they still go on ahead with it. They go through with it.
I think that some women go through so many bad relationships to when they find that one that they think is that one, they try to go ahead and lock it down real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really giving it the time, because, I mean, when you're with somebody for so long, then all of a sudden you think marrying that person is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know people that have been together for like a year and are wanting to get married. I'm like, do you really know a person in that year? What's your conversation like?
You know,
like?
Sometimes you can. That's what it really is about. Like, what's the content of your conversation? What kind of time are you guys really spending?
Yeah, because I got a partner right now. I mean, if you just smoking and drinking with your girl, and that's the extent of y'all interaction, and now you want to marry her.
Right.
I mean, what do you got? What do you have to base it on?
Brother Jay, you cool over there?
Yeah, you know, I'm soaking it up. Like all of our listeners, I know our listeners are, you know, a variety of age groups. Some may be married, some may be considering marriage, some may be divorced.
Right.
So, you know, there's a, you know, I'm just soaking it up. And yes, you know, there's a threshold for everyone in terms of when to do it or if to do it at all.
Right.
Love's a beautiful thing at the end of the day, and I commend anyone who if they feel they have found it, that they go for it.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one way to find out. Unfortunately, there's no guarantees in love, but I commend anyone who felt, you know, that it was right, it was connecting, and you went for it. So you know that's what comes with taking that consideration or taking that path. So.
Right. And that connection absolutely has to be there. Like, that has to be your best friend, speaking from experience with this brother, El Boogie over here. But shoot, it still takes a lot of work. Like, the work really starts after you say I do. Not like the ease of I'm a wife now.
Right.
No, that's when the real work comes to maintain everything that you had and to continue to encourage and be selfless.
Right.
Like, it ain't all about you. Like, nigga, why didn't you buy me this and that and that and that? No,
that. We had a conversation.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Me and Brother T had a conversation today about that exact subject right there, about, you know, women getting married and or the relationship and, like, why, you know, trying to be on that level of materialistic things and stuff like that. But then they're not happy.
Right.
So they get with the man that can provide all the material things, but then they call in their exes and on the side and doing all that stuff.
Because they're living in a loveless marriage.
They're secure financially, but they're not happy.
Right.
So, but like Brother Jay said, you know, it's if love is in the air, go for it.
Yeah.
You're only going to know that it's not going to work until you try it.
Exactly.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, don't cry about it.
Right.
Right.
Pull up your big girl draws or your big boy draws.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to the next.
Yep. Like, I will say this. Like, if you're married and you are being really honest about yourself, you can learn more from your spouse than probably anybody else, because they're going to at some point start to show you who you are.
Right.
And if you're paying attention, you will realize that, like, there's some things that I need to work on myself.
Yeah.
That I need to work on.
Yeah.
And if I'm planning on making this work, it's not all about what my spouse needs to be doing differently. How about some things that I need to work on and
absolutely.
Grow? What am I contributing to this marriage? Not just financially, but check myself, check my spirituality, check my the conversations I'm having with myself.
Right.
What's my self-esteem looking like? You know, there's all kinds of things that you start to figure out about yourself.
Right.
If you are honest with yourself and paying attention, because
keyword honest.
Because everything that you want to see improve in that marriage, more than you want to admit, starts with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because the better you become as an individual, first of all, like, either your spouse is going to try to rise to that occasion too, because you can't be like your very best self and still be like this asshole that's talking down to your loved one.
No, yeah.
So when you continue to learn how to be your best self, a part of that would be encouraging your spouse to be their best self. And so there's the only way that it'll end up failing at that point is if the other one isn't trying to rise to that too. And eventually they'll just take themselves out of the situation. It will just, on its own, the marriage will dissolve. But
I agree with you on that.
But there's nothing but good that can come from that for that person that decided to work on being their best selves, because even though there'll be sadness there for what didn't work out, you should still leave that situation being a better person than you were when you came into it.
Right.
No, yeah.
So.
No, and sometimes certain people can't handle the truth.
Oh.
About how you, you really are. So.
Don't nobody want to really look in that mirror and see it all for what it is.
So when you do,
that can be painful.
Yeah,
it can.
When you do that and tell the truth and try to put all your cards on the table, like you said, they can't handle it because now they got to look at themselves.
Yeah.
But I got some things too to work on.
Oh yeah. So. Staying in denial, living in denial is an easier place for a lot of people to be.
Right.
It just is. It's easier for you know. You're ex to probably be like, yeah, he never did this, that, and the other, but I was great and perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
that's how it usually
I was great
is.
And perfect. And not saying that she actually thinks that, but she's probably not ready to really look and say, man, I contributed to this, that, and that, and that, too. Not ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You got to just, like Brother Jay said, you got to roll with the punches, dog.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I could also say, you also can learn just in monogamy, period. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be marriage. There's several relationships out there.
Right.
We also have listeners out there where maybe you're living with your partner, haven't actually made that commitment to where you file your taxes differently and all these other things that come with being husband and wife, or, you know. So you learn from somebody who's living with you and critiquing you, cheering you on, and just all the things that come with that. You learn from monogamy, and just, and hopefully to a Sister Ann Carter's point, you learn from each of those relationships. You're better for it. Right. Hopefully, there are monogamous relationships and marriages that are happy. There are people that are happily single, mm-hmm. and it's just knowing right. What works best for you.
I was gonna say, my thing is, I've known relationships that have gone, just in my family, huh. that have gone 20 plus years and they never got married, and they was happier than a sissy with a bag full of, you know what. Then I know people that got married after a long time of just being a couple. And what is it about that contract? Well, that maybe that's what it is, because it's a contract. Now you're expected right. to do certain right. things. Now you have to do certain things. Right. But when you just are together and living together, whatever, you're doing what you're supposed to do as right. as a couple, as a partnership.
Too much expectation is placed on what's supposed to come after that marriage license comes. That don't really mean nothing. I mean.
Well, I hope I didn't offend anybody by saying what I said about this.
Oh, no, this is the lounge talk podcast.
My grandpa used to say that.
Shoot. Huh?
I was trying to, you know, keep the communication flowing. Just trying to keep the communication flowing.
Crazy.
So,
but yeah. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, you know, it's a lifelong journey.
Yes, it is.
Sound like you was going to sing the Love Boat song.
Ain't that Love Boat? No, I was excited. That music song, Love, that was on a minute ago. No. Yeah.
Relationships. Fuck them.
Relationships.
Mom, bitch. Mom.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 45, with your girl, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
Your boy, Brother Jay.
And
Baba Kazoo.
Yay, yay.
Hey, T taking pictures and shit.
Shit. Yeah, I know. It's because you're up on it a whole lot more than I am. I read bits and pieces and stuff, but
all you got to do is watch CNN for like 10, 15 minutes. And they say the same shit over and over. Just watch watch anything right. but Fox News, because Fox News will just tell his side.
Right.
They don't say nothing. Well, let me take that back. There's a few that will go against Trump, but they're like on at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. They're not like prime time like Sean Hannity and some other dude that just like be sucking Trump's dick. It's like no matter what he. And there's a black nigga. There's a black nigga that be on CNN. His name is Paris. I can't remember his last name. You know what I'm talking about? The black dude?
Yeah.
They literally asked him one time. They was like, "Have you ever heard Trump lie?" Well, you know, I don't really, you know, I'm not. He kind of like danced around it.
Yeah,
so they said, listen to this. They played two clips. One of him saying one thing, and then he said the total opposite and lied about what he said before. He still refused to admit that he heard Trump lie. That's how mind-boggling Trump's power is over this country.
Yeah.
This nigga went and agreed with our greatest fucking foe in life, Russia. The first person, the first country to take over another country since World War II.
Yeah.
Is taking over. He took over Crimea or some shit like that, and he's they got troops in Syria. Crazy shit.
Bananas.
If he praised the Chinese president, because the Chinese in China, if you get elected president, that's for life until you die.
For life.
For life.
Oh wow.
So he was like, maybe we should look into that. Trump said that. He was like, maybe we should look into that.
What? Hell no.
He finally admitted that he's bald.
What?
Like nobody knew that already.
Right.
Exactly.
El Boogie. Baby.
Nigga, did a shark eat the back of your shirt?
Check it out.
You just like me, nigga. I got shirts in my The only way
shirts and tank tops like that disappear is when I finally get tired of seeing him wear them and I'll throw them away. And he gets so angry when I do
it. I would too. That's still good clothing.
No, it is not.
That's dust rags.
Like, I did that with a t-shirt one time.
He flipped out.
Are you throwing away shirts now?
Throwing away shirts, blood.
So I had to come with a new one and then just let that one like disappear and maybe he won't realize or think about it too much because I replaced it. El Boogie Baby.
Well, you be hanging on the shirts. I seen a shirt the other day. It said the John Starks Foundation. I'm like, damn, John Starks.
He ain't been playing in the NBA.
Telling you. I ain't been in the NBA for like 20 something years.
Y'all ain't see what's in the closet. There's some Rockefeller in the closet and stuff.
I bet. Boogie.
He ain't gonna wear it, but like, you never know.
It might be that one day he needs that shirt.
He ain't gonna wear old Rockefeller.
Oh, did you?
I be keeping those type of shirts, though.
Do you?
Those would be hoop shirts and stuff. Get dude things.
A shirt you sleep in, shit, or clean garages.
I remember I had this Beyonce House of Darion dress that I thought was like the tightest
thing ever. Wasn't it her mama's clothes or something?
It was her and her mom's line.
Oh, okay.
I thought that thing was so dope. I had to throw it away.
I remember that brand, House of Darion.
Do you remember that?
House of Darion.
I had this black dress that zipped up all the way up the front, and then it had a hood on the back with like fur on the collar or some shit.
Oh, you was doing it.
Oh my gosh. That was like one of those performing outfits.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was so cute. Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 45.
Hey.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie,
your boy brother Jay,
and
Baba Gazoo.
Hey
you guys, so you know Mara Brock Akil and her husband Salem Akil, they created and produced the shows Girlfriends and The Game, and also Being Mary Jane.
Like them shows.
Yeah, those are like some of my favorite shows. So they have a new show. It's called Love Is on Oprah's network.
Own.
Yeah, on Own. So I was checking that out today. I saw the first episode. What happened to the music, El Boogie? I thought you was. Did I do that? Did I do that? We gonna go out on that. We gonna go out on that. My bad. So they have this show called Love Is, and it's pretty much their own love story.
Oh, okay.
That they wrote about, and it's dope because it shows them, you know, when they were young and how they met. They were both writers, and she started doing really well and he was struggling. And so basically what ends up happening is he was living with a girl, she kicked him out, and during that time he met her. He met Mara Brock Akil, and he asked her to go to this jazz concert with him that his girl didn't want to go to. And at first she said yes. Then she wanted to give the tickets back in person and say, like, no, I don't want to do this. They ended up talking all night long and realized that they, you know, had a connection. And she was, like, encouraging him with his writing and saying a lot of things to him that, you know, he wasn't getting at home. And they just connected. And so he went home excited. She went home excited. And, you know, he got home and his girl, who had been pretty much like his roommate the whole time, all of a sudden she ready to, like, give him some. She like, you can come sleep in here. Wow. And he was like, no, I'm good.
Someone
met somebody new.
And they didn't even mess around. Like, they had kissed and then that was it. And he came home, and you know, but they were already, like, this current girlfriend, they were already getting ready to call it quits. Yeah, like, he was sleeping on the couch. She was already like, you ain't bringing no income in, and, you know, started downing him about his scripts, like he was just like chasing this unattainable dream. Yeah, and then, yeah, basically, he was just like, okay, so he turned down her offer for sex, and she was like, came back out, tried it one more time. He's like, no, I'm going to just listen to some music. And she came back out. She was like, get out, nigga. Like, basically, you need to be figuring out where you're going to go because you're getting out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was pretty much the end of that first episode. Now I'm going to have to get that channel because that was the free shit you can watch. Like, if y'all put the app on your phone right now, it's Watch On. Then you can find this show called Love Is, and you'll be able to watch the first episode like I did. This show just started last month, I believe.
Get us sucked so, in.
Yeah.
Is OWN on Sling TV?
I couldn't find it. Or maybe I don't have that package.
Extra little $5?
I might just not have the package.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, too. I forgot about that
I got the good Comcast where we do got the OWN package.
Oh, you have OWN.
We don't fuck with niggas like you. We don't fuck with niggas that have Comcast.
No. Hey. Unless it's just Xfinity,
$20 a month for
internet.
A Sling.
It's it's a rough path, but somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. I got to see what's going on with the city council and all this other shit.
Yeah, you don't get C-SPAN and all that shit. If there is a package for that, ain't nobody paying for that.
Sling cut you off at 12 o'clock for all shit anyway. It'd be like pay programming at 12 o'clock.
No,
I paid $30. I need to see $30 worth of shit.
I was going
to
say, in my different social media things, though, I have been seeing people post about this Love Is thing.
Oh, okay.
But more so some platonic homegirls that I've been seeing put up, but you know, there's definitely some good writing, some different shows out there, and I think this is something that I need to check out.
I got a question for you, Brother Jay.
Indeed. What's up?
Now, I'm just talking.
Okay.
I've been drinking Mickey's.
All right.
So you ain't got to answer.
Okay.
But are you in a relationship right now?
Because
let me tell you why I'm asking you that.
Okay.
Because for some reason, you felt the need to tell us the platonic girlfriends are the ones that was talking to you about this show.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm just observing. You could have just said some people on my timeline. My bad, dog.
I appreciate that. No, you know, I have to think about why I just said that. I just felt
somebody listening.
To be specific, but no.
She got a friend, nigga? That's all I want to know.
I would have to say that I'm openly dating.
Okay.
There is some things that are evolving to where if we end up connecting, we connect. You know. Okay. So
like I said again, if she got a friend, you know,
no labels,
we can double date. Cooks a nigga ass off. I cooks my ass off. Nigga, we can go to the double date.
Make some good Chipino. Kid makes some good Chipino. Doesn't even eat seafood, but hey, man, I want to buy some Chipino ingredients this weekend. Just
I eat fish sticks. If it's processed and fried, I'll eat that.
Man, you know what? Y'all could really like lay out a nice white linen dinner for a couple women between your G. Garvin recipes and your Chipino.
Yeah.
Y'all could like really wine and dine some ladies.
Yeah, well,
listeners, if you are interested in going out on a date with Brother Jay or Baba Gazoo,
Fat Boy Baba Gazoo,
the email is loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Put win a date and win a dinner in the subject line, and I will be sure to make sure they get your messages.
First day, we got to take them to the all-you-can-eat round table because we got to see what they have.
Oh, but their salad bar is bomb. Bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
They may even take them to the number one buffet. You know? Have them,
yeah.
I've never been to number one buffet. Oh, I've seen it, but I've never.
Where's that at again? Is that on Freeport?
It's Florin. Florin and Stockton?
I think it's Stockton. Yeah, it's Stockton.
Don't sleep on them cats, man.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
about. There's a couple of different.
I live right down. I'm moving right down the street from there.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm going to be living, like just right past Florin and where the Shaky
Like J. near Power Inn? Or
just past Power Inn.
Okay.
Me and Christopher Terrell had a lunch or two up in there. You could ask Christopher Terrell his thoughts.
Oh, okay. It's Chinese food restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they got a sushi in there, too. And they
sushi.
You can put some meats and bring them over to the people where they, you know, cook that in front of you. You know, you can.
Oh, it's like Benihana's?
Not necessarily, but it's like little miniature. There's extra little spots that can prepare different styles of food for you.
Oh.
As well as the, you know, the all you can eat.
I see what you're saying. Little stations.
Yeah.
You just go there and say, I want this.
So they got a couple of different options on how.
I'm going to have to go to the number one buffet.
Yeah, we need to go there.
Man.
That'd be a good little
what's,
trip
what's
right
the price range? How many dollar signs of price range?
Like, gotta be like $14, $15.
Yeah, somewhere in that
like
area.
That.
$14, $15, somewhere in that.
Yeah, she about to Google number one cafe.
Maybe,
yeah,
no, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in the notes. Check out number one buffet.
$11, $12 nice for one. The lunch or something. Well, it's nice. It's not bad.
Oh,
not
okay.
Bad. Shoot, you get the dinner side. That's where they got the crab legs popping. And
oh, shit. See, she got rid of me too soon. She loved crab.
Kiki.
See?
Oh, she my God. Me. Have you heard? You know who
man,
made
I've
made
seen
this
all
up, right?
Million. Some dude named Shiggy, a comedian. Shiggy. I've seen all
so
the million
who is
dances.
Shiggy. Let the world know for
he
those
He is a comedian. I don't know if he's an internet comedian.
He's an internet comedian.
East Coast based.
Instagram. He's East Coast. He's like, he's. I want to say he's Brooklyn.
Nah.
What's Cardi B? Is Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, she's from Brooklyn. She's from
Brooklyn.
Dominican.
So he's Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because he like big up. They have an interview with him on The Breakfast Club.
Wow. That's right. I didn't see it, but
he
I
tried to
he
like have Charlamagne Tha God do the dance.
I saw a clip from that. He was like teaching your old
so
uncle
he's
how
he's
to,
like a,
how to
a
dance.
Cat. He makes fun of. He has a good impression of Stephen A. Smith, the sportscaster.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And his. He like be slobbering and shit. Like he'd be like talking real fast, really? And his like bottom lip is big, and it'd be like sweaty and shit. And
only like, Bob McKenzie would like describe somebody like.
Right. Well, I'm just like looking. I'm like, I don't want to see fucking slobbering. And, I mean, it's funny, but I don't want to look at you.
So it's that kind of humor.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a funny little dude. Funny? But he hasn't made it to the level of like DC Young Fly.
Okay.
Right.
Jess Hilarious. DC Young Fly. Right.
You know, those
yeah.
Jess Hilarious got a TV show with Braille. DC Young Fly got movies, TRL. So he's like coming up to their level.
I think I just seen him on a Sprite commercial.
Sprite commercial. Yeah.
He got his little dance that he do that Piazza be doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. So he's coming up. He's got like a million something followers. But they doing the key, the In Your Feelings dance, the Shiggy dance in the U.K.,
man,
Will Smith
shit.
Did it in
we
Europe.
We saw that. Yeah. Was that he in Budapest?
Budapest.
Yeah.
He was, filming the little movie or whatever, and he walked up that bridge.
Yeah. He won.
So people, he's getting bookings.
Kirk Franklin and his wife.
Oh, did you see the Kirk Franklin one?
Hitting.
Yeah,
no,
that was one of my favorite ones.
Did y'all see Lil Duval and Snoop and Kirk Franklin walked in at the Essence Awards?
No.
No.
So Lil Duval's in the dressing room with Snoop, and they blowing big weed.
What?
And Kirk Franklin walks in.
They pass it to Kirk.
No, Lil Duval was going like this.
Like, oh, shit.
He was like, and he posted it on his Instagram. He was like, so I'm smoking, and Kirk Franklin walks in. And I was trying to get rid of the smell. And Kirk Franklin, he was like, yeah. He already knew what they was doing. You walking into Snoop's dressing
room. Come on. Right. Yeah, you already know.
Right.
But yeah, the Shiggy dude, he popping. I don't know if he going to pop all the way off. Cause it's almost like a one-hit wonder right now with the dance.
Yeah.
Right. So and then if he's on what is it Shiggy Show at Shiggy Show on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
And he has everybody because to be honest with you, his little dance that he started this with is kind of whack.
Like everybody,
so
everybody's kinda
doing
made
it
the
like
dance
better.
Better.
Exactly. I seen one today though where the girl jumped out the car and she turned around. Or she was trying to turn around to do the "Do You Love Me?" The little heart, and her car door shut. Because you know they're doing this with their ghost riding the whip.
Yeah, they're ghost riding. Yeah.
And her car door shut, and all you heard was "Oh no,
oh shit!"
And the car kept going.
I saw somebody like run into something when they were doing the dance.
Oh,
the car
that's a little fate
when
the car comes the other opposite direction. And hits them.
Wow. Yeah.
But just to have that. People imitating you,
right?
That right there, because Charlamagne Tha God was like, "Are you getting checks? Are you making money? I mean,
right.
What are you getting from this?" And he's like, "Ah, you know, I'm getting some. Everything now is about hosting, going to the club because you're famous.
Right.
Ray J back in the day was getting $10,000-$15,000 just to show up at a club.
Damn,
that's why Ray J's sitting on big money." And everybody's like, he ain't did a song. He ain't
damn, we need
shit.
To step our game up so we can go travel and host some
reality
shit.
Show cats.
Man, exactly. Hey, that's
once
crazy.
You make a name for yourself,
right.
You become pop. It's all about views on YouTube, Instagram followers, and Twitter followers.
Right.
All the other shit, Facebook and Snapchat.
Yeah, we
fuck
care about
that
shit.
Yeah, if you got Instagram followers and Twitter followers, and you get you into the millions.
Right.
Will Smith went on Instagram. And had like 5 million followers like in a week.
I believe it.
Now he's up to 18 something million followers.
Damn.
And he posts the most normal, crazy shit.
I've seen a lot of his posts. Yeah.
To our listeners, yeah, still hone your craft. Just don't get caught up in that.
Oh, just jump on here with some weird shit.
Microwave like, popcorn type shit.
I'm gonna make a dance. Don't be paying for them followers and shit either on Instagram stuff. Like people can't tell them it's fake.
I hate them fucking. I hate them where they friend you.
Oh,
or they start following you because they want to follow back. Post.
They got one picture, if that. And then they got bots and shit following them because they be paying for that shit still. That shit don't work.
I thought that went out when they found out that Justin Bieber had like, he only had like a couple million followers when he said they had like 15
maybe
million.
It's not bots anymore, but there is still services being provided because
to get more
like,
followers.
They keep hitting me up all the time. Get more followers, and so I don't know how they do it now, but they're still like, you know, pay $39.99.
Oh, they ask and get for this you to pay.
Oh yeah, they ask for you to pay to make it appear as if you have like this huge following on Instagram.
You ain't getting no checks.
Yeah, like yeah, that's crazy.
No, I got a question. What is the blue check? From on Instagram.
Oh, everybody has it. Everybody has it now. It's a verified account,
it makes you
right?
officially like it's exactly who you are. There could be people that imitate you.
Oh,
that's what it is. That's why we see people that aren't famous with it.
Yeah. It's funny. There was like a little episode that they talked about that on not Blackish, but Grownish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And so the girl was like really trying to get her followers up, and it was a little narrative or summary she did right before going into it where it was talking about that check.
Oh.
And she was so excited because she earned the check next to her name.
I see.
That little dude, Shiggy, he was on The Breakfast Club. He was like, I got the blue check. I got the blue check.
Right.
And that's what I was wondering. He didn't explain what the blue check was. But
right.
Like,
that's
what it is.
Okay.
You're verified.
Like, verifying
so
that that's really
people
you.
Is on you.
But you have to have a certain amount of followers already, right?
Yep.
Oh, for that okay.
And there's a certain popularity now that's associated to you to now where
right.
you like
once you get
check.
That blue. Oh. Yeah.
I see. Well, there's a whole bunch of people that have it that have a bunch of followers for whatever reason, whether they have
so what
some
is it
kind
by like right by
something.
Your name or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To the right of your name.
It's funny because I never paid attention until I seen that particular episode, and then I was like, oh, okay. I know there's some listeners out there like, wow, y'all didn't know, but then there's other people like, oh, well, shit.
Oh yeah. I
but,
mean, you
yeah,
know.
Yes.
The millennials, they like y'all late.
I know, right?
Y'all late. That does look like, aw, who is that?
That's Just Blaze's kid.
Aw, cute.
You know who Just Blaze is, right?
Just Blaze?
Yeah.
Yep.
That looks just like...
Cute. Does.
My bad. I didn't mean to derail the show.
It's all good.
That's all right. That's all right.
So what was some of that music you was playing earlier, leading us in these different joints, you know, nice little eclectic sounds.
You know, I mean, this is a title playlist with some of my own kind of additions and subtractions. You know, if you have title, they have a lot of playlists that you could find on there. This was like the Real Love playlist. It's always real current with the... You know, most recently added new music. You may hear some Ty Dolla $ign and some Teyana Taylor on here.
I also don't hear that one Carters. Song.
Which one? Not that.
Stop it.
No, Rose in Harlem. Rose in Harlem is my joint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, immediately following, I know. Never would have made it. You know who asked her about the sequence of the songs was Ebro.
Really?
I was watching it on Ebro in the morning. And he was talking about how he loved the music. Only thing that, you know, that he really
a bunch
questioned
of people said some stuff about
was the order of the songs. And he was asking her if she, I think he asked her if she chose that or yeah. Yeah.
Glad
she said,
I don't mean to change subject, but. What do y'all think about that? How Kanye West did Nas's album? Was that a classic Nas album?
That
or was
not
that just...
a classic Nas album. No.
Have you heard it?
I heard it. There's a couple joints on there that I like, but that's about it. I haven't even gone back to listen to those, though, to be honest with you, since it came out.
For me, it's a social experiment that's going wrong for me. And as far as just the whole thing that he was talking prior to this music dropping and all that other stuff. It's just put me in a headspace that I've never
been
in.
Oh, when he's wearing the Magna hat.
Yeah, right. All that stuff. And but I like what they was trying to do. I even like the whole premiere thing where he was actually under the bridge live with the big speakers and went live on YouTube or something like that, Nas. Mm-hmm. And, but.
Well, he had a couple different, like, big Because Nas had a big one.
What, like the listening party?
The listening party.
Yeah.
They kicked them out. They said they could never come back to Iowa or whatever it was. Because there was too many.
Or Wyoming. Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah. There was just too many. They were too wild. But yeah, I didn't even like Kanye's album.
Me neither. Yeah. I didn't care for it.
I wanted that extra 7 songs to be 14 so I can like grab
find something that you like. Yeah.
Everything was just like.
Yeah.
One thing that his album did make me look at was myself, because he did talk about a lot of his mental issues on that.
Right.
But I'm like Michael Rapaport said, I want to hear smackers.
Yeah, he does always say that. Yeah, I need to hear bangers.
Bangers.
He said that about back when Jay-Z's 444 came out.
Yeah, he didn't like that one either.
He was like, nah,
I
want bangers.
Get educated on some stuff, I'll go listen to so-and-so and so-and-so.
You know, but he's that type of fan and that type of music listener. There's all different types. I'm sure
well,
there's
some New York dude, too, so he knows. He's been following these guys' careers since they when they first came out. But
yeah,
that Nas album, I don't think he did justice to his legacy.
Right.
I hope he got paid well for them 7 songs.
I got to chew on this song. I mean,
I wasn't vibing on J. Cole's album when I first heard it. I
had K-O-D? To listen
to that. I had to listen to that a couple times because it was one too many little chants on there.
Mm.
Like these young cats will take a word and just chant it over and over.
Right.
Like the ATM song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was like, okay. I listened to it from my house coming over here, and I was like, I kept skipping through the songs. And then Steph said she heard you had listened to the K.O.D. at the point.
Oh, yeah,
you said you were still going to check it out.
Yeah.
And then I went back home and I listened to it. And shit, for like a week, I fell asleep listening to it. I put it in my ear and just go to sleep.
I have to go back and listen to that, too. But there were a few on there that I liked, though. Did you see when he performed on, what was that, the BET Awards?
J. Cole?
Yeah.
No, I didn't catch that one.
It was the BET Awards, a few weeks ago. Yeah, the song he did on there.
Oh, no. What did he do? I think I did see that.
Yeah.
But he got that video with J-Rock. You seen that video?
Oh, I ain't seen that.
Uh-uh. Oh, man. Then he got a video to ATM that looks like Busta Rhymes, old school Busta Rhymes, Split Star. They bugging out the eyes.
I got to watch some videos. I haven't been watching videos lately.
I got too much time on my hands.
Stupid.
I need a woman.
Hey, take your time, man. Take your time.
Please take your
time. Go to DaveFatLightSkinNiggas.com and click on my photo.
Oh, man.
At least you know you're going to motherfucking round table. I'm high end, bitch.
You are stupid, is what you are.
All right, I'm going to stop talking.
Well, that's all I had. Shit.
Well, hey, you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter. To the left of her
is Brother Jay.
Brother Jay.
And to the right of me,
Baba Gazoo.
And then over there is El Boogie laughing at us. Christopher Terrell is still out on the phone somewhere.
No, he went inside.
He went inside.
Romance in the Stone, nonetheless.
He's
still out there.
Probably trying to find some food.
I think we'll go to what is that one website?
Del Taco?
Oh, I always got to go to Del Taco when I leave here. I was disappointed last time I went to Del Taco. No, I didn't go to Del Taco. I went to Carolina's.
Oh, what'd you get? I ain't been there in a while.
I got the carne asada meal with the beans and the rice.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put some guacamole and a little salad in there. And I don't know if it was because I was just still had like a beer taste in my mouth or what. It just wasn't that appetizing.
But, yeah.
And then I got...
No, the beer shouldn't affect it.
I got old girl some tacos. And she was talking shit. I was like, bitch, give me my tacos back. She's like, there's no seasoning on the meat. And I'm like, but you crunching your ass off on these tacos. I'm not understanding. I was like, this shit tastes
like
shit.
She was hungry. You stupid. I used to get like taquitos from there. I used to get taquitos.
The line was out by, because you know, if you come in off of MetaView and there's that shell right there on the corner on your right hand side and then you come down and you make that turn in.
Yeah. Okay.
The line was back out to the little grocery store entrance.
Damn.
And I got there and I was in that drive through for like 15-20 minutes.
Oh no.
And I was like, this is too
no.
I ate a little bit of that shit and I was like, it was good the next day though.
Yeah.
But then I fucked up and told her, I was like, yeah, you can have that tomorrow.
And you let her eat.
But she was cool. She ate one. She made her a little taco out of it. And left me a little meat. I'm like, okay, well, we might be able to stay friends a little bit longer.
You stupid. I made some chicken, green enchilada soup in there because I didn't have everything to make like actual enchiladas.
I didn't have enough cheese, so I threw that together. But you throw some tortilla chips and a little cheese on top.
You've done that before. Mm-hmm. Like a few months back or a little longer back, I remember you making some tortilla soup or some shit.
Yeah, tortilla soup is bomb. Even though it was hot as shit today, I'm sitting here making hot ass soup. But
my dumb ass be going to get the hot vanilla chai tea and sitting in the car sweating, drinking.
Why don't you
the shit
get iced one?
Because I don't like when the vanilla hot the hot one goes cold.
Really?
Yeah, when it gets cold, I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's a little different because it needs to have ice.
You
got to
start out cold.
You got to start out cold. That's like taking a cold cup of coffee and trying to drink that like a black coffee.
Huh? Starbucks. Nah. You know
Dutch Brothers
is open 24 hours.
Dutch Brothers is probably open. What time does Dutch Brothers close?
I thought they were 24 hours. And yeah, they bomb.
Dutch Brothers
extra flavors.
If Starbucks was 24 hours, you know they would be going. They would make money.
People would still go in there. But you know what? I think Starbucks coffee is overrated.
Have you ever seen a Starbucks commercial?
No, they don't need commercials. I want
so
motherfuckers on
overrated.
Every corner.
Right.
They not overrated.
I'm talking about
right.
for
about
me
that.
Personally, oh, their coffee. I mean, I get other stuff from there, but I don't really get coffee all the
they're
time.
They're expensive,
in there
though. Like their little sandwiches, their little muffin sandwiches.
Oh, hella expensive.
Like $5-$6.
Their little breakfast sandwiches are cool. I like that they have the app and you can like place your order and then drive up there and just pick it up off the counter.
This nigga was in your pantry.
I already knew he was looking for something to snack
I
on.
Need to get
snack
behind
and ash.
Tea, cause boy,
snack and ash, snack and ash. Christopher Terrell.
About to give me some loaded chili cheese fries from Del Taco. I'm gonna sit in the car in the garage and eat them.
Always talking about getting some kind of munchies.
I'm not going in the house either.
Yeah, cause you'll be trying to eat all. The
I usually
stuff
a call and be like, "Hey, you want something?"
Oh, you're talking about you not going inside the house.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go in there smelling like food, but with no food.
Oh, you going back there tonight?
Oh yeah, I'm not moving into my boy house
until tomorrow.
I took some stuff over there today, but yeah, nah.
So when you going, you just gonna sleep on the couch or what? How's that?
Futon.
Oh,
he ain't got no internet either. I'm like, nigga, because he's never there. He has internet on his phone. He has the hotspot.
Right.
But then I found out that they have AT&T for low budget niggas like me. They have AT&T. For people that's on disability and low income.
I didn't know that.
So for like $10, I can get AT&T internet.
Dang, I can't pretend like I'm low income. I get some free discounted internet.
They gonna charge y'all extra. No, I'm good. I'm going to Del Taco.
El Boogie came
no,
in
and I'm
the,
not taking
with
you.
The big old
this thing be like, why would I drive 20 minutes that way to have to come back 30 minutes this way? T was really serious that day. He was like, kid, you made Del Taco sound real good.
Like, it's your fault. You was the one talking about it.
Sorry, I'm going to have to hear some crunching. I'm going through some things
crunching.
Nah, man, you get McDonald's or Taco Bell. That's the only thing open by your house. I'm leaving. Brother Jay here, he can take you home. Don't you got to go the same way?
The Taco Bell line is dang near as competitive these days.
No, yeah. We done been here a couple nights. At 12 something.
You know you high or drunk when you go on Taco Bell at night getting them tacos. I can't.
Oh, she will have you making runs, man.
We talk about it all the time. This is the Taco Bell / McDonald's man.
And he always looked at the menu like he ain't never fucking been
there. Oh, man.
He'd be like, kid.
Every time.
Kid, do they still have? I'm like, no, they ain't got the McRib. Nigga, this is.
Right.
And he
not
always looks at ribs. And then he squints his eyes. I'm like, put your glasses back on.
Like, later. Nigga, are we diversifying our portfolio? Right, what's going on?
We went there one time. We went to Taco Bell. And I love his daughter. She is so cool. She ate over here. So he was like, you want something, baby? And something. No, Dad, I'm good. He's like, you don't want this. And he started naming off all this stuff I guess she usually gets. She's like, No, I'm good.
Clear.
So he like
started for me.
It almost seemed like he was ordering extra shit just in case
just
she wanted
case
it when she got
it.
I was like, nigga, you about to eat all this. He was like, probably.
Ain't no probably.
Right.
He's like, you don't want this, right? You said you wasn't hungry. You already put
Tyler
it in
got
your
something
mouth.
That one night though. Tyler was like, yeah, give me the extra nacho Bel Grande with extra meat, extra cheese.
Because he eats just like his daddy. This boy, I
cool
made
kids.
Him a big man sized nacho platter.
Man.
Oh really?
I tore it up.
Every last bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it be going because he's skinny as I don't know what.
Right.
There go your song, Brother Jay. Let's have sex. Brother JB mad when he likes ratchet music. It gets stuck in his head.
Yeah, I was like really
mad. I don't know why this song is stuck in my head.
Let's have sex. It'd be dope. Who's that?
This is Jeremih and Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ty Dolla Sign can actually really sing.
Oh yeah.
And he plays too. He plays guitar, keyboard.
So I didn't even know that right there.
Yeah, he actually plays.
Oh yeah, there's a video, it's from a couple years ago, that L Boogie showed me with Ty Dolla Sign and Babyface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's bad. He just makes this little trap type stuff for the fans, but then you'll catch him on a couple songs where he's actually using his vocal talent.
Yeah, he's smart.
I'll be damn.
Ty Dolla Sign, you're very small.
He went
is he a little dude?
What did you say?
I said Ty Dolla Sign, you're very smart.
Oh, smart. I thought you said he's small? Very small. Like Kevin Hart or some shit?
No. Did you see Kevin Hart on Instagram talking about smile, bitch, and trying to imitate Lil Duval?
Did you see Lil Duval's comment on it?
Yeah, I did. That's what I was going to ask you. You saw that too.
You know what's crazy about Lil Duval, though? You don't see him in a lot of movies, a lot of mainstream shit, but he gets paid big money to do his shows.
I believe it.
Really?
That's why he calls himself Rich Broke. But if you follow him on Instagram, he's always in the Bahamas, Mexico,
living his best life.
Yeah. He's always traveling. He's taking his daughter on big trips and stuff. He getting paid. He was one of the first comedians to actually wear rapper jewelry back in the day when he still had braids and shit.
Huh.
Lil Duval.
He used to have braids.
Yeah, when he was on BET.
Oh, dang.
He came up on the BET Comedy Jam or whatever it was.
Ooh. Yeah, I know he's been around for a minute.
Been around for a minute.
Man.
And that nigga ain't but this big.
Yeah, he little.
Him and Kevin Hart, they can fight under a bunk bed. But that's my nigga, though. Smile, bitch.
Oh,
yeah, he got a bunch of people dancing to his song now, putting in little videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he said he'll give, like, the tightest video that he sees $500.
Really?
Yeah.
Shoot, we better make a video, L Boogie. You want to make a video?
I like Lil Duval because he be posting his DMs.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, wow.
He puts them on blast. They be like, yeah, you know, I can't do something, I'll do something for you if you pay this bill and
something.
But he has a song. You know what? This is like, it's a single, but he actually has an album that came out a couple years ago.
For real?
And he got a song called Dropping Dick Off.
Dropping Dick Off.
Pull it up on Tidal.
Oh, my
God. I'm dropping dick off.
I did hear that.
Snoop did a video where they put the phone on the ground and they played that song and Snoop jumped over it and was grinding over it. When they said, I'm dropping dick off, and then Lil Duval jumped over it. I was like, because him and Snoop.
Oh, I man.
Think Snoop was on Killing with the Shoulders, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Killing with the Shoulders, and then he's on Smile, Bitch.
Speaking of dropping dick off, did you ever go back and watch the rest of that episode of Power?
I did.
Wait a minute.
That did not make
no fucking sense.
Only if you watch Power. Do you watch Power?
I don't watch Power.
Oh, my goodness.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen episode number 3 of Power.
I ain't seen episode number 1.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Then this ain't going to make it ain't going to make no big difference to you or anything since it was Showtime. Yeah, this is season 5, so you need to go way
it's
back.
Season 5?
Yeah.
That's why 50 Cent be talking all that shit.
Hell yeah. You need to watch this show. You need to watch Power.
I need to catch up. I'm going to go home and download it.
No.
Oh, I
watch
download movies on her they sent a letter saying if you download any more movies, we're gonna cut your cable. You're gonna cut your internet off.
So you start downloading hella movies. You about to go do it tonight?
I told T. I was like, I got what's the Jumanji? I was getting all the ones that are out on DVD.
Oh shit!
And then I got
Infinity
Wars.
Hey, they really
Wars.
Will cut your shit off though, because that happened to us when we lived in an apartment. Like they restricted our
your
internet.
Access?
Yeah, because
you guys were downloading movies.
No, it was like a couple songs, like. L Boogie downloaded a song or something off of YouTube, and Cassandra downloaded like a T.I. song or some shit. And then to get your internet access back, you had to take a quiz and you had to answer some fucking questions and shit online and all of this stuff and agree to these terms and conditions and shit.
Well, she
just
works
to get
from
it back
home,
on.
So she has to have internet. And she like got mad at me, and this was like a couple weeks ago. She was like, all right, did you download a movie? Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And I was like, yeah, but that was a while ago. Well, they sent another letter. And she came down and gave me the letter. And I was like, oh, okay. So I stopped downloading movies.
but I'm getting ready to download tonight.
Like, tonight I'm gonna download 50 movies.
One day, no, when just right before they sent the letter, they had already sent it for another movie. I downloaded like 50 movies. I have over two terabytes of movies.
Damn.
I got movies that I probably will never watch, but I just download them because they look interesting.
And you're like, oh, I might want to go back.
And Ed don't have internet, so I have enough.
Well,
movies.
It's good that you have movies then.
And I have TV series too.
Okay.
NCIS, you know, the little stuff we be watching.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? Big Bang.
Yeah, you need to go home, download Power. So real quick, that episode, you remember Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show, Garcelle?
No.
You know Fancy.
Oh, yeah, Fancy. Oh, she's in it?
Well, on this episode, she's on there.
I'm glad she got a job.
Dropping dick off is what somebody going to be doing.
No. Oh, so, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jamel got stuck. After he saw the scene, he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to come back and watch this. I'm going to have to come back for the rest.
Y'all know I'm about to go get my Del Taco and download Power now.
Yeah, get caught up, because anytime I bring up Power to you, you're like, I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, Lala, you know Lala Carmelo's Anthony? So Lala?
Yeah, I know she on it.
Lala's on there. Yeah. No, you'll like some it. You got.
I think
watch.
I seen like a little piece of something, and it was just. No, we had, you know how they do the preview on the movie channels, like Stars
HBO
or whatever. On,
yeah.
And I think we had that for a minute when we still had cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I like. Put on one little episode and I was like, I ain't interested in this shit.
Yeah.
And my attention span is like short now. So, but I'll get it because I'm going to need a bunch of shit to watch until I get internet over that nigga house.
Yeah.
I'm going to block that nigga too. You ain't had internet when I moved in, nigga. You can't get internet when I move in. So fuck all that.
He's stupid.
He got the hotspot on his phone.
Yeah, that's what I
mean.
Yeah, but I mean, does it work like all month? Because I can get a hotspot because I'm changing from T-Mobile to another provider.
Yeah, but doesn't that cost a grip, though?
No, I'm going to a cheaper. I'm going to pay less on the new provider than I would pay. You know, I'm getting off of the family plan.
I got you. I'm glad. Oh, then yeah.
Fuck that stink.
Then you should get the hotspot, then. If it's going to be.
But I watch a lot. I watch a lot of streaming stuff, though. And I think they say like 15 gigs.
Oh, there's a limit.
On the hotspot. So I don't know.
You got to find out.
Yeah, I got to find out. That's going to like. One. Yeah, because if I get the little T-Mobile, or not T-Mobile, but the AT&T thing for like 10 bucks a month, that should like. Because my sister has it, and she said that they got like 5 phones, 2 tablets,
oh,
dang. The TVs, and don't nobody get kicked off.
So, oh, yeah, that's what I would worry about, like it being too many devices.
Who was eating ranch Doritos? So,
I was.
That's my favorite shit.
I'm sorry.
You want some?
Now I'm going to Del Taco.
All right, well, so you can go to your Del Taco, and then Brother Jay's eyes is low over here on the side, you know. You going to wrap it up.
Oh, we still recording?
Oh, yeah, this is still the show.
My bad, I was just talking.
No, that's what it's all about. That's what boy.
Yeah.
And if any women want me to drop some dick off,
dropping dick off. LoungeTalkRadioShow@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in to episode number 45 of the Lounge Talk podcast. You've been enjoying listening to L Boogie and Ann Carter and
your boy Brother Jay
and
Baba Gazoo
and Christopher Terrell in the background and stuff.
He had to get his voice.
Michael Jackson
jumped into the spirit of Michael Jackson jumped into his body
right before "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough." Is,
yeah,
giving one of those right there.
Oh my gosh! If you guys are on Instagram, you can follow us at The Lounge Radio on Instagram. You can follow me, Mrs. Ann Carter, on both Instagram and Twitter at Mrs. Ann Carter. And that's all we got for you. Tune in next time. Remember to tell a friend to check us out and subscribe and all of that good shit. And we out.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to catch a little shit after the fact.